Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Rob from the Evanescence Community and Within Temptation Hawaii, and I'm coming to you live from my bedroom here in Honolulu, Hawaii, and it's been a beautiful day, so I think it is a great opportunity to get started on delivering the latest and greatest in Evanescence and Within Temptation news. If you are wanting to find me on the interweb, you can find me on Instagram at the Ev Community. And then on Twitter, you can find me at the Ev Community and the WT Community. But then when you go on the WT Community, you'll see Within Temptation Hawaii. That's me, all right? And yeah, I might think I might be just one of two fans out here on the beautiful island we call Hawaii. So, you know, we're here to represent, right? The Pacific side of the world needs to know what good music is, okay? But enough of my jabbering. Let's get to business. We're going to go with Within Temptation first. All right, so what do we got going on here? Holy cow, it has been huge, right? Within Temptation and Evanescence for the past, I'd say, a couple weeks, right? I mean, they've been killing it. I love it. You know, absolutely love it. There's just so much going on. It's just a lot of dynamic, new stuff coming out, concerts and singles and announcements and... You know, and when I say concerts, I mean online concerts, right? Because we're still painfully in a pandemic. And yeah, it is what it is. But that is not stopping the two greatest symphonic rock bands on the planet from coming out with new material, right? Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the greatest symphonic female-led brunette-haired... Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. Symphonic metal band from the Netherlands. I'm talking about Within Temptation. So let's talk about them. This past week, they released a new single called The Purge. And it was the second single from an upcoming yet unannounced titled album. The first single being Entertain You from earlier this year. So WT planned to drip release new music as time goes on before the actual album launch. All right. So holy cow. First of all, The Purge, awesome song, right? What kind of confused me a little bit was, like, you know, Within Temptation themselves went on social media and said, yeah, this is going to be old, like old school, you know? And yeah, I'm kind of a brand new fan, right? I've been listening to them since February of this year. And so maybe I don't know exactly what old school is, because when I hear the song, it sounds... new to me. It doesn't sound like old school, right? I don't know if I've completely lost my mind or something, you know? Maybe I need to just like quit this podcast, quit my job and go down and just be like a Walmart greeter or something and just hand out carts to people and then spray down the carts when they're done because we're not spreading COVID, right? And then like I could go hang out with the fellow Walmart greeters in the back and we could talk about like Walmart greeter stuff, like, you know, who went fishing last week and, you know, I heard Bill's getting a divorce. Oh, man, that's some bullshit, man. Bill, you know, I really like Anne. She's such a sweet lady. You know what I'm saying? And then later on, go home at night and just cry myself to sleep because I'm a Walmart greener and that's all I do, right? You know, because I just couldn't deal with anything else. But anyway, what just happened? Back to Within Temptation. So, they released The Purge, and so, you know, they said it's old school, and I'm like, I don't hear it. Now, maybe I hear, maybe the thing is, I'm not too familiar with, like, Mother Earth or Enter or The Dance, that era. I'm not too familiar with that. I'm still sinking my teeth into a lot of stuff, like, I'm really digging The Heart of Everything, and you're thinking, oh, gee, Rob, that thing's been out since 2007. Cut me some slack, y'all. You know, you've been listening to that stuff for 13 years, right? Many of you probably watched The Vampire Diaries the day it aired when All I Need aired along with it, right? And probably a lot of you think back to you when you were younger and like, oh, that's such a good memory of mine. Oh, do you remember? Oh, I remember. That was 13 years ago when I was younger. Me too. You know, that's not me. I've never even seen The Vampire Diaries, nor have I ever heard All I Need. actually scratched that. I did hear that, but it was I did a previous podcast episode, probably about 10 episodes ago, where I did hear All I Need back in 2009 when I was living in South Korea, and I wasn't even realized I was listening to it. It was some really nice Filipino bartender who was really good at karaoke, let's just say, and she killed that song. So one of my favorite memories of living there. Anyway, so there's another tangent for you. All right, so The Purge, right? It's if you think about it, you know, you listen to The Purge, you listen to Entertain You. It's kind of going along the same industrial sound that Resist went down, right? I've heard good and bad about Hydra. I don't mind Hydra. I think it's a great album. A lot of good songs on there. The Edge of the World is just like such a great song, right? Paradise, I mean, come on, you know? But I think that it just kind of faded, and then now we got like a more heavier, chunkier industrial sound with Resist, and now this new album material and stuff. So I like it. I like it a lot. You know, I think it definitely reflects kind of the times we're living in, right? So more to come, but hope you're out there enjoying that song, because another news, Sharon and Robert, they appeared in a local Netherlands newspaper, and for the life of me, I couldn't find the name of that newspaper. I tried. Oh, I feel so bad even reporting this. But there was a nice, sweet picture of Sharon and Robert in that newspaper. And they talked about the new single, the music they're coming out, and then living in the world affected by COVID. So if you kind of go back under social, I even looked under Twitter. I was like, where they mentioned this somewhere. I was dying. It was killing me. I was like, where was this freaking article? I was trying so hard to find it. I was like, no, I want to report on it. I think the picture is really cool between Sharon and Robert. I think it's cool that they were kind of featured like hometown hero type in a newspaper. And I just really wanted to put it on this podcast. I couldn't find the name of the article, so I just ran with it anyway. And it's in my newsletter. By the way, if you're not subscribed to my newsletter, you should go subscribe to it. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty badass. You know why I think so? It's because I write it. Anyway, okay, so lots going on with the Temptation, but even more going on with Evanescence. And we're going to talk about them here in a second. Stay tuned. All right, buckle down, because you know what? It's Evanescence time. Evanescence News. Don't you just love my explosion sound effect there? I really am going to get better transitions. Maybe, just maybe, if I reached out to Evanescence's management and asked them nicely, maybe I can use a 10-second snippet from Bring Me to Life or some other Evanescence song I can actually use on this podcast. Maybe I can get permission. That'd be super cool. You know what I'm saying? Maybe somebody who listens to this podcast who may know somebody in Evanescence who can maybe give me some permission so I can maybe use some of their music so that I can make better transitions in this podcast. Just saying. Anyway, hi. Let's go to Evanescence News. Okay, holy cow. You know, I gotta say, I really have to commend Amy Lee for staying as active as she has been. It could have been the other way, right? She could have just buried herself in a hole somewhere and just not said anything for the past 9 months. And then come out when the Worlds Collide starts next year, right? Provided that the COVID has gone away. But instead, she has been incredibly active and proactive. Probably even more than before the pandemic, I gotta admit. There has not been... a lot of lag time in the world of Evanescence. What happens sometimes is we'll get a single, they'll do an interview, then they'll be quiet for a while. They'll go on tour, and then after the tour, like literally the day after the tour, you won't hear from them for a while, right? But they have been very consistent the past 9 months. Amy has been doing steady interviews. She has been releasing steady singles, been keeping the fans up to date, has been active on social media, has been interacting with fans. It's actually pretty cool, and it makes my job easier because now I have stuff to talk about on these podcasts instead of sitting here and be like, anyway, let's talk about the news. All right. So Evanescence went ahead and announced that they will play a live show from Falcon Studios on the 5th of December in support of the upcoming album, The Bitter Truth. So if you don't know when the times are, the time is Saturday, December 5th. It's 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time, 9 p.m. UK, 10 p.m. European time. So I have no idea when the hell it is. It's coming in on Hawaii. Let's see. If it's 1 p.m. Pacific time, that would mean it's probably 10 a.m. Hawaii time. I think that's what that translates to. So, cool, a little morning concert for me. It's only $9.99 early bird ticket. Woohoo! Until November 30th. Prices increase on the December 1st. Prices go up to $99.99. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't know what the price is. That'd be hilarious if it was that much, though. So hurry up and get your ticket, okay? So, obviously, they're going to be playing songs from The Bitter Truth, okay? Hopefully, they play all three. Most definitely, they'll probably play Wasted on You. They'll probably play Used by Voice because it's the most recent one. And they better not chintz out and not play The Game Is Over, because that is by far my favorite from the album. So you better not let me down. You better play The Game Is Over. Or for as far as I'm concerned, if you don't play The Game Is Over, the game really is over. I'm going to quit this podcast. I'm going to quit this newsletter. I'm going to quit all these Twitters and Instagrams. And I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to say, you know what? It's been fun, but you didn't play my song. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Okay? It's all good. You play whatever you want because your fans are going to love you for it. Okay. So, I lost my script. Hold on. I'm getting back. All right. So, look forward to that. I'm thinking probably the four American band members, Troy, Will, Amy, and Tim are probably going to be in the recording studio wearing masks or whatever if they need them. And then Jen will be remoting in from Germany because unfortunately European travel is not authorized yet. So looking forward to that. You know what's great about technology is like they'll all play and they'll sound like they're exactly like as if they are all together. So I got to say it's awesome, you know, and I'm so happy. I'll tell you right now, this pandemic could have been a lot worse, okay, as far as like being able to communicate and talk to each other and stuff. I mean, think back in like 1918 during the Spanish flu pandemic. I mean, oh my gosh, they had nothing, all right? So at least we have technology, we have our phones, we have, you know, the internet, we have whatever we need to communicate with each other, keep each other entertained, okay? So in addition to all these interviews and stuff, holy cow, Evanescence finally kind of dropped an album release date. So Amy promised in, you know, and when she says promise, she really wanted to get this album out in 2020. She really did. I believe her if she says that. However, it's not coming out to March 2021. Okay? So that's the way it is. If you're a longtime Evanescence fan, this is par for the course. It's not a bad thing. Okay? A lot of times fans get wrapped up around the axle like, oh my gosh, you know, the album's delayed again. And, you know, they get all angry. It's like, you know what? Here's the thing. All right. Quality over quantity. If it takes Amy a little bit more time to tweak some songs and make sure everything's up to her standard, by all means, I don't care. She could take as long as she wants. She could take 3 more years. As long as the album comes out. The thing is this. It's like people are like, oh my gosh, you know, she takes forever. Good. And you know what? What she puts out, you are all going to be humming 20 years from now. Some of you are still laying back, you know, and with your headphones in bed, or you're out there, if you're like me, you know, you're 42 years old, so you don't have all this luxury time to sit in your bedroom and, like, you know, listen to headphones when you got kids running around and jobs. So you put on your headphones while you're mowing your lawn or doing the dishes or doing some sort of, you know, adulting. And you're listening, you're getting your Evanescence fixed in. So guess what you're humming along to? Imaginary. That's right. You're humming along to Imaginary. Why? Because it's a great song, and that sucker was written probably over 20 years ago. And that's what I mean by quality over quantity. Okay? When she puts out a song, people remember it. People will sing it. People will hum it. And that's what I'm expecting out of The Bitter Truth when it comes out for the rest of the songs. Oh, and by the way, there is another single probably coming out in the next couple weeks as well. Nobody knows the title of it, but I'm sure I'll find out soon enough. So, lots of great things going on. And finally, Another thing going on is Amy Lee appeared in Rolling Stone. Amy Lee appeared in Rolling Stone in a new photo shoot, and she talked about living the COVID life like many of us are, and in addition to recording The Bitter Truth. So here's the thing, okay? I've been subscribing to Rolling Stone. I've been reading their magazine for years, okay? I think it's not a bad source for what's going on in the music industry and stuff, okay? But here's the thing, okay? Rolling Stone, if any of you are listening, please do not put articles out there with the tagline on the internet, Amy Lee wakes us up to new music coming out, or some sort of other alliteration toward Bring Me to Life. Every other journalist, every other rock magazine, every other metal magazine does that. There is more music to Evanescence than Bring Me to Life. And a lot of it is better than Bring Me to Life. And I'm sorry if it, you know, that if it's hard to remember her other than that, but that could just require a little bit of research. And I promise you the fandom will appreciate you for it, okay? I know I will. So, but let's consider this, okay? Like, and I thought about it too, and that's usually the rant that I go on Twitter whenever that comes up, that tagline, you know, hey, Amy Lee's bringing us back to life, and she's waking us up, you know. Usually then when I see a tagline, I retweet it, and then I go on Twitter and start bitching about it. And, you know, and I'm kind of bitching about it now on this podcast episode. However, I also thought about it while I was driving my Dodge Durango today around the town. It's a pretty sweet Dodge Durango, by the way. It's like 12 years old. It's like 100, it's like over 200,000 miles on it, but it runs like a beast, you guys. This Dodge Durango is pretty sweet. You should see it sometime. It's a little dirty. It's not, you know, the flashiest looking thing, but man, it gets the job done. I get the point A to point B in style, all right? The factory speakers, whenever I put in some Evanescence in there, I can hear it. Can the people out on the street hear it? Maybe not, but I can, and that's all that matters. Anyway, so I'm thinking to myself, okay, is it maybe not a bad thing that, okay, you can use the words wake me up and bring me to life to generate excitement, but then what if maybe they did use another song? How exciting would it be? Like, say, a tagline came out where they were like, Amy Lee shoots us with lithium and her next single coming out. I mean, no, that wouldn't work. Or how about Amy Lee lifts the weight of the world as we listen to her new music? No, that doesn't work either. However, this one might work if a journalist were to use this in a tagline, be like, Amy Lee's efforts were definitely not wasted on you, nor were they wasted on us during this interview. Like, maybe we might just have to stick with Bring Me to Life, because that's just probably the best thing we got, okay, as far as song titles and lyrics and taglines and everything. It's just the way it is, and I'm fine with it. Really, I am. I mean, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to go to bed tonight angry, wake up angry. I go to work tomorrow. By the way, I start a new job tomorrow, so yay me. It pays more. And if I have a job that pays more, maybe instead of shoving an iPhone in my face in order to do this podcast, maybe I'll actually buy a microphone or something. That'd be pretty cool. I actually do own a microphone, but anyway, maybe I'll look like a professional podcaster, but whatever works, right? So anyway, there's a lot going on in the Evanescence world, keeping us on our toes, and I love it. I love it. I love it. Love Live Within Temptation, coming out with all sorts of great stuff. So I was talking to some of the fans tonight of the bands. They were doing an Instagram live or whatever, and you know, I love the vibe of the fandom. I really do. I really think that there's bickering sometimes. Let's be real here. There's some bickering. There's an occasional bad apple that just kind of comes out from the woodwork and just kind of like, you know, acts really weird and dumb and stupid. And, you know, I really think the fandom, for the most part, between Evanescence and Within Temptation, is a good group. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to entertain you. All right. And if you want to continue to be entertained, keep an eye out for future podcasts. And we are going to be doing some different formats. We got an interview coming up pretty soon with some fans. I'm gonna keep trying I am one day, I'm going to keep doing this podcast until I can get, I would love to get Amy Lee and Sharon Dan Adel. Not at the same time. My gosh, that'd be overwhelming. I'd like to get those two on my podcast. Jen Majura, if you're listening, one day, get you on this podcast. And I would not, and with her, I wouldn't just want to talk about Evanescence. She gets hit up with that all the time, but she is such a successful solo artist. She's got so much else going on, so I definitely want to dig into that. Tim, Will, all those guys, they have open invitations. Troy, right? And then on the Within Temptation side, I'm still getting to know those guys. And, you know, all of them, if they want to jump in, I am willing and able, okay? But that goes with the fandom as well, right? Because I know all of you probably have something you want to say, and I'm more than willing and able to entertain you. You see what I just did there? Yeah. Entertain you into coming on and speaking your mind. So anyway, thank you so much. This concludes this episode. If you are wanting to find more episodes of this podcast, go find me at the Ev Community or at the WT Community on Twitter. The links are in the bio. And if you want to find me personally, my Instagram is at Robert Finton. That's R-O-B-E-R-T-F-I-N-T-O-N. Or at Twitter at Finton Robert, because I screw things up like that. And then hit me up. Say hi. So anyway, that's it. That's today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. All of you have a blessed night. Good night.